deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. Leave one that's probably dusty, I think. Thank you, Jesus. Sit. Thank you. He had to make his entrance. How you doing, Dusty?
Yep, I'm out of breath.
Out of breath?
Yeah, run here.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
A white lie is a lie. No matter what color it is. Hallelujah. As we continue our study tonight on true Christian characteristics, we looked at new birth. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. We looked at new growth, growing in this and grace. New attire, we're dressed with the robe of righteousness of Christ. New radiance, where we let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and giving our Father in heaven all the glory. And tonight we're going to look at a new house. The Lord looks at us as he uses illustrations of us as a building. And we're the temple of God. So as we look at this, we're a new house. Our scripture reference for this is found in Matthew chapter 7. So if you open your Bibles to Matthew 7 with me, Jesus speaks about wise and foolish builders. Amen. When you're there, say amen. Verse number 24 says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. How many know as children of God that we're going to go through some storms in life? Just because we gave our hearts to Jesus doesn't mean that we're not going to still be in the storms. The difference now is we're not in the storms alone. We have a foundation that when the storms come, we don't fall. He also says in verse 26, he says this, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, for and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. But tonight we're going to focus for our lesson tonight on verse number 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. So the first thing we're going to look at is we're building on the word. The word. Building on the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So everything that we're building, as we're building our temple, as we're building our house, we're building it according to the word of God. His word is eternal. Eternal. In Mark chapter 13, this is an interesting statement that Jesus makes. He says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." This earth will one day pass away. The heavens, like it they are, will one day pass away. But the word is eternal. The word is everlasting. So when we're here with Jesus for a millennial reign on this earth, it's according to his word. When we spend eternity, when there's a new heaven and a new earth that comes from heaven, the new Jerusalem comes down from heaven, amen, and we're spending eternity in New Jerusalem, it'll be according to his word. His word's everlasting, amen. So if you're looking at something, and if you're looking at something that has strength, that has power, when I look at something, that the word being eternal, what it says to me is it will never die. Amen? Amen. Everything around it might die, but the word will never die. One of the things he says to me about the word, as we're building on his word is gracious. It's gracious. Look at me in 1 Peter chapter 2. This is important for us. He says in verse number 2, he says, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious." Then he speaks about you and I. "Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." So the word is eternal. It's never going to die. Amen. The word is gracious. I thank God for his grace. How many are grateful for the amazing grace of God? Amen. I'm so grateful for the graces means the unmerited favor of God. He's gracious towards you and I. He loves us so much. And one of the things he really speaks to my heart about in his word is life-giving. Is life-giving. And John chapter 6, verse number 67. The word of God says, "Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, and to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." You know, when I think about the word, the Bible says in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, you know, and that word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. So as we're building our house, if we're a new creation in Christ Jesus, and old things are passed away, behold, all things are becoming new, and the Lord's looking at us as a building, I'm building this new building upon the word of God. Amen? His word is eternal. His word is gracious. His word is life-giving. Amen? He's the source of all life. Amen? So as we're looking at this and we're getting this, and we're getting revelation and understanding, you know, sometimes you say, well, I've heard this before, and I heard that before. But until you truly have revelation and understanding where you can truly see it, it never fully becomes. Amen? In other words, he said to anybody that hears this word and does it, in other words, the application is so important and so valuable. He says that we're built upon this his word. And he says, as a wise man, he's man, it's built on wisdom. Amen? So if I'm looking for wisdom, the Bible says, if any of us lack wisdom, let us ask of God. He gives liberally, and he upbraids not, or he doesn't hold back. And so as we're looking at godly wisdom that we build our house on, because he's talking about the wise man. Amen? Yes. So I think that, you know, Solomon said this. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Because unless you understand the word can't ever be applied.
That's right.
You know, that's why so many times the word just falls to the wayside. It doesn't accomplish what God sent it to do. Amen? We're growing up as royal priesthoods. We're a holy nation. We're a peculiar people. And one of the things is wisdom is divine truth. Divine truth. The prophet Hosea said in Hosea chapter 14, verse number 9. He says, who is wise, and he shall understand these things, prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them. But the transgressors shall fall therein. In other words, it's application of the truth of the word that brings wisdom. Amen? This wisdom brought you and I, according to God's word, divine salvation. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 14, he says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. What is faith? Faith is putting our trust in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by me. Amen? So that faith comes by, the Word of God says in Romans chapter 10, he says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, how shall they call upon them in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Then he says, how beautiful are the feet of them that publish the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. This is some good news. Amen. This is the greatest news. You turn on at 6 o'clock, you're never going to hear great news. All right? But you open your word, you can find some great news. Hallelujah.
Number two affair.
What?
Number two affair.
I didn't hear you right.
Number two affair.
Number two up there?
Which?
Where's it at?
Type of.
Oh, the widsome. Okay. Well, wait a minute. This was I shouldn't say that. Never mind. I was going to make a sarcastic remark, but the Holy Spirit bit my tongue. Thank God for wisdom. Thank you that you're a good smeller. Oh, excuse me, speller. Praise God. Thirdly, wisdom is divine purity. In James chapter 3, verse number 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Amen? So we're building our house, our temple of the Holy Ghost. We're building our temple on the Word. The Word applied becomes wisdom. Amen? The wisdom is from above. The wisdom from God always is fruitful. The fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith, all flow from the fruit of the Spirit of God. That's the wisdom from above. So as we're flowing in this, he also says that the house was built, it was built upon the rock. Amen? Jesus being the cornerstone, the corner. And number A, the corner. Look with me in Isaiah 28. The prophet Isaiah is prophesying about this in verse number 16 of Isaiah 28. He says, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried rock, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation that he that believeth shall not make haste. In other words, this was in the New Testament, we find in 1 Peter chapter 2, after it had taken place, after Revelation had come, after Jesus had come, Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 2, the corner is A. There we are. To verse number 6 and 1 Peter 2. He says, wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but in them which is be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them that which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. In other words, that again, it goes back to what Jesus said. He that was wise built his house upon the rock, which is Christ Jesus. He that was foolish built his house upon the sand, amen, and didn't have a foundation. Hallelujah. Then he says in verse number 9, he says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. So we have the corner, and then secondly, we have the Christ, the Christ, on 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse number 9. The word of God declares, "For ye are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." In other words, there's only one solid foundation. It's Jesus Christ. All other foundations are sand. Amen? Trusting in that there's only one God. Like there's only one Christ. And in other words, there's only one way to get to heaven. There's a deception in the world right now that we just call him Jesus here in America, but in the Middle East he's Buddha. No, there's only one Christ. His name is Jesus. There's only one foundation. Christ is the solid rock. He is the only way. There's no other way. There's no other method. I don't care how good you are. I don't care what you've done. If you're not putting your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation, you're standing on sand. And when the winds of life and the storms of life come, your foundation will be crushed. When he returns, that foundation will not stand. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. So if we sing that song on yeah, praise God. Thank you for helping me.
I'm sorry, sir. I wasn't raised in church.
You weren't raised in church? You don't know on Christ the solid rock I stand? The Holy Spirit teach you all things and bring you to remembrance all things whatsoever. All right. I'm just kidding. All right. We're good. Amen. But that's the biggest deception in the last days, that you're going to find that there's many means and there's many ways to get to heaven, but there's only one way.
That's right.
You know, there's only one, and that's through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Which brings us to his church. And if you look with me in Ephesians chapter 2, let's start at verse number 18. He says, For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye are also builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. In other words, it isn't just about Jesus coming into your house, and your house is to be separate, and you put it on top of the hill or wherever and become solitary there and spend your time with the Lord. No, you got to bring your house into the house, and it becomes a community. It becomes a subdivision in the church, okay? You're part of this great subdivision. You bring your house into the house, amen? If your body is the house, it's the temple of God. When he is speaking this, we bring our houses together, amen? Amen? It was kind of interesting today in Matthew 16, Verse number, we'll start then. Start at verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And he wasn't building on the name Peter. He was building on the revelation that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And what God is saying to you and I is, Christ is the solid rock where we're standing. And Christ is the rock in which he builds his church, which he builds you and I. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The only time the gates of hell prevail against the church is when the church does not have revelation and understanding of who they are in Christ Jesus. Amen. He says to you and I, we are more than conquerors through Christ. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that gives us strength. Amen. So he says to us, hey, we're supposed to be binding some things and loosing some things. Amen. How many know that the enemy comes in like, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them, and the standard was raised on the cross of Calvary. And when Jesus said it was finished, it's done, it's complete. Amen. God wants you to understand something tonight. What is he saying to us? That we build our house upon the word. And as we apply the word of God, it's built on wisdom. We're wise, we're not foolish. And we're wise when we build it upon the rock. The rock is Christ Jesus. And Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Amen? You still wish you had Barbara Judy, I know. So, what is the Lord saying tonight? One, amen? The gates of hell will not prevail against us. And so we're going to bind and we're going to lose some things. Can we all just stand? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.